Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
This is how we say hello to my queen, Rhoda Grootboom, on the other side. Take me to the King Tamela Man this afternoon, 13 minutes, just after 1, on Heart to Heart with Miss Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. On Spraat Oor, net die een encounter. What is the encounter in Afrikaans, my queen?
Yes, yeah, and I thought you were going to ask me.
Ah!
Net een aanraking.
Met Jesus. Wow. Are you well? Welcome. It's been a minute.
Yes. Iyo. It's been long.
Welcome yet again. Exciting to be talking to you again after a very short time. Because to God, to you and I, it might look like, yo, it's been months and almost a year. But to God, it's like, ah, just you. Ah, okay. All right.
Yesterday.
And so we're talking about an encounter with Jesus. Just one. I was reminded, and I was talking to the family, I said, it reminds me of the encounter that changed the life of Israel, just a night with the king that took place with Esther, Hadassah.
Yes.
But so today we are talking about not King Xerxes, but encounter with Jesus.
Yes.
Take us through.
Yes, my queen. I want to greet the family and, you know, I just say thank you to Radio Pulpit for this awesome platform for because to be able to minister. And yeah, it feels like forever, but yeah, God also knows why. And, you know, a lot of people think, like, I like what you say, you know, it was one encounter that changed Esther's life. But this is such a different message. And when you book me, you know, I prepared a message. You know, we always prepare a message. And Holy Spirit said to me yesterday, no. He said to me, August has been such a busy month for women. Mm-hmm. All the beautiful events, the glitz and the glamour and the heels and the hats and, you know, all the beautiful events. And all the speakers was talking about empowerment and purpose and all that. So women are on a high, you know, they're on a high. That's good. He says to me that women heard about being strong, you are daughters of the king, you know, you Esther. You just mentioned Esther. They were hearing about the Boras and all the beautiful women that made a huge impact in the Bible. And then Holy Spirit, and I said, okay, now what, Holy Spirit? He said, you're going to minister today to that woman that couldn't attend all these events, to that woman that declined the event, not because she couldn't afford to go, but because she's exhausted.
Yeah.
She's exhausted. And this brings me to the podcast for today, just only one encounter with Jesus. No matter how you're feeling the past 8 months, just today, allow Him to just come and just give you that, you know, just that one touch. And I like what you played, my favorite song, and this message is actually taken from that song of Tamela King, Take Me to the King. And this song, she sings about a woman, that's what I'm thinking. She sings about a woman that feels that she has reached the end of the road. In a song, you can read and you can hear and you can feel that this woman is hurt, she's broken, and she's so tired. And this woman also feels that there's no hope, and she's trying to pray, which means this woman knows God. This woman is probably a prophet. She's probably an intercessor. She's a child of God, but she does not feel God near at this moment. This woman, like I said, she sounds like a believer, because she also mentioned that in the song that I'm all church out, which means I've been serving.
I'm
on a pulpit. I'm in a dream team. I'm on a volunteer. I'm in a parking. I'm doing a lot for God. I'm doing a lot for God.
Yeah.
But at this moment, I am so church out. And she says, I'm hurt and abused. We don't know what is happening in her personal life. But she uttered this word. She said she's weakened. She's got no strength even to fight, no tears to cry.
Yes.
And I want to say to a woman listening today, that trauma and severe pain can bring this numbness, can make you feel like this woman feel, that you are busy with the things of God, you are doing what God wants you to do, but you are feeling like this woman. And I want to ask this question this afternoon, and I know we're closing August. It was a wow month. But let's cater for this woman, this one woman that, and how many are feeling like this woman or can relate? Because I, for a fact, can relate to this woman, Tamila, I'm thinking about. But what I like about the song, when you listen in the beginning, she's pouring out her heart. She's expressing how she's feeling. But there was a shift in the song. I like the shift. But I like what she says, although I'm feeling like this, although I'm tired, although I don't have strength, although I cannot even fight, although I don't even feel my God near to me, she says, but my soul refuses to die. And she says, one touch will change my life. And we've heard this lyrics in Tamila sings about. She says, take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. And many times, my queen, we make the mistake. When we go into worship, we want to recite all those beautiful scriptures to God. And we think that it's worship. But what I like about this beautiful woman, that she said, I've got nothing to bring. I don't even have much to bring.
But
what I'm bringing is my torn pieces.
Ish.
She said, this is my offering, and I want to lay it at the throne. And she said, I want to leave it there to gaze upon your glory. And what do we do as women? We go to the altar, we go to the throne, we leave it there. But the minute we leave church, we just go and pick it up again. And what I like about the song, it reminds us of a woman in the Bible that had an issue with blood. She was frail. She spent so much money and tried to find a cure. And what I like about this woman, and we read about her, 12 years is a very long time. I mean, we don't even want to wait for an order in a queue. We don't even want to wait for an order that's coming via courier. This woman waited 12 years. And she heard about Jesus, and she heard how he healed the lepers, the blind, the sick. And what I like about her, she went and she pressed her way through the crowd. And in her mind, I'm thinking, wow, she was pressing through the dust, and people maybe touching her, pushing her. And all she said, one touch with Jesus.
Eesh.
And this story, we know the story of this woman, is found in Luke 8:43. And the beautiful thing is that she was so desperate. But what she didn't know Jesus is only what she heard about him. And she said, only one touch. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus felt how power left his body. And he turned around. He says, who touched me? Who is so desperate for a touch from me? And I think the church must come back to a place where we are desperate for a touch from Jesus. And he turned around and he said, daughter, your faith has
made you well.
He says, go in peace. And I want to say to that one woman, that Holy Spirit says, just minister to that one that couldn't go to this event. He says, whatever you're going through, whatever you are dealing with, press on. Crawl if you have to. Sit if you have to. Lay down if you have to. But don't give up. Let this woman inspire you that she cried everything for 12 years, but there was no cure. No cure. All the money she spent. But when she heard about Jesus, she made a choice to give him a try. And a beautiful quote I read the other day says, choice is the most powerful freedom that God has given to us. It's a freedom. We have to choose. Do we choose him or do we choose the world? And God's way. And I want to say to you, woman, you are exhausted. You are tired. Choose God's way. choose God's healing, choose God's perspective in your story. Or if you don't do that, you're going to die by the side of the road. And another story inspired me on the way to Jairus' daughter. This lady actually interrupted Jesus on his way to Jairus' daughter. It was already dead. Jesus had this encounter with this beautiful woman. And Jesus still went, and he had an encounter with Jairus' daughter, and she received a miracle. And I'm asking somebody this afternoon, are you feeling spiritually dead? Just get into the presence of God. This woman and another person that was also feeling hopeless, rejected, she felt so unworthy. It's the woman at the well. What happened to her? She had only one conversation with the king. And her entire life changed.
Sure. Just one encounter. Just one encounter. And I can just feel a lot, not only women, even men who are exhausted.
Yes.
We've been waiting. We've been waiting on the Lord. We've been here for too long. Where is our God? And even others asking them, where is your God?
Just one encounter. And I want to ask somebody, like you just said, everybody that I'm talking to, you know, like people in ministry, are feeling so tired and depleted. But I want to say to you that, you know, even if you feel like she felt in the song, she said that, I don't feel you near. So there was a connection already that was dying. But I want to say to you that get into the community of women. And I'm closing with the story that inspired me. It's about Dorcas. The Bible says we know Dorcas in Acts 9:36-42. Dorcas was a disciple of God. Dorcas was greatly loved by the community, and she was always doing good, and she was helping the poor, but she became very sick and she died. But what I like about the story, while the women were preparing her for a burial, they washed her and they put her body there in the upper room, and then they were just weeping, crying, and they did not accept Dorcas is gone. They refused. Like this woman says, no matter how I feel, my soul refuses to die. And this woman, because Dorcas was in that state of gone already, this woman, surround yourself with a community of women, and if you feel that I can no longer go on, they will push you in prayer. So what this woman did, they called for Peter. They said, we're not accepting that this woman must go now. And Peter came, and one encounter with Holy Spirit, Dorcas was raised, and all that Peter says, get out. And he said to her, Tabitha, get up. He was speaking to a soul. And that's what David says in Psalm 42. He says, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. This lady says, you know, no matter I feel like this, no matter I don't feel God near, close to me, I don't even hear him, I feel so distant. She said, but my soul refuses to die. So I want to say to a woman here that if you feel you cannot pray, if you feel that I cannot, there's nothing wrong feeling the way you're feeling, just get into a community with women and be surrounded by the presence of God.
Sure, I can sense that the Lord is moving in our midst. The Lord, wherever we are, ministering to us one by one. And we are just going to take a break with my queen, Rhoda Grootboom, ons kom terug. And my family may be, be encouraged in the Lord and in the power of His might. A family member says, hi, Swangile. It's nice to hear from Rhoda Grootboom again.
Amen. Yeah.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Swangile Mofokeng. on Radio Pulpit.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenem. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
That's where you at, 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Heart to Heart. And yeah, my family, that was Sinachi. The Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. That's our God. And He is our, He's the lifter of our head. David says, "You're the lifter of my head." Remember how He fed? It wasn't King Hezekiah. Who did He fed with the ravens?
The Elijah.
Prophet. Uh huh. So Elijah. He is actually doing that today.
Amen.
You are the raven that has been set to the lives that are exhausted. Amen. There are so many battles that we fight. There are so many battles that we fight. And some of us are exhausted as a result. We're waiting in our exhaustion.
We pop.
Hey, the battery is low. We're holding on with the thread, but yet we hold on until the very last end.
Yes.
You're like, Daddy, if you don't come out for me, if you don't come up for me, if you don't stand up, if the true God doesn't stand up, then I don't know. I'll just stand here. It's on you. What have you learned about God is that everything He does for us, it's not about us. It's for His name's sake.
Yes.
So you're like, Daddy, if you don't do it, it's on you. Yeah, it's on you.
They know I'm your child.
Yeah, they know I'm yours. They know I belong to you. So if you don't, but the battery is low. The battery is almost, you are on gear one. The car refuses to go to gear two.
Wow.
But my soul refuses to die.
To die, yes.
What do we say in closure, my queen, before we pray for the body of Christ in this regard? Yes. I'm including men. I know there are men who are standing and trusting, and yet they have prayed and the negative happens, but they stand.
Yeah.
And they're like, even if you don't deliver us, we will keep trusting in you. We will keep holding on.
Yes.
What do we say to the family?
I just want to encourage us, you know, and you just mentioned one of my favorite guys in the Bible is Elijah. You know, after he did such a great thing for God with the Second Kings, it's first or Second Kings 18, chapter 18, one of the kings, where he challenged the Baal prophets with a fire and all that. And just after that, he found himself where he uttered these words. Before then, he was glorifying God. And it is normal. Just know the human side of us. He glorified God. God showed up and God, man, it was an encounter with God and a miracle took place. Just after that, he uttered these words, "Lord, I have had enough." Mm. And the angel comforted him and he said, "Eat, drink, and sleep." And the second time the angel said to him, "Because this journey is too great." So what we should know as children of God, even if you don't serve God, this message for everybody is that always remember remember what God has done for you. You know, there's an old hymn that says, "When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back. But we've got, I pick up over the past few months and I've I've observed a lot of things. Children of God suffer from spiritual amnesia because God just come through for you. Now you face another challenge, and then, oh, I want to give up. I want to die, you know. So what I like about the angel here, he didn't rebuke Elijah. He didn't say to you, Elijah, but what did you do, whatever. No, Elijah was in a spiritual battle. He was in a battle where this Jezebel was not after him. So he was dealing with spiritual stuff. We need to ask Holy Spirit to discern, am I in a spiritual battle here, or is this flesh? And then the very important thing is, go into the cave, go into the dwelling place, go under the shadow of his wings. You see, we don't spend enough time in his presence. What I like about this woman in this song, she said, my soul refused to die. One touch, she knows about the presence of God. She knows when I go into the presence of God. She even says, take me to the king, lay me there, leave me alone. You understand? That's what we must do as children of God. When we feel it's too much, even in our waiting, what do we do? What is our posture in our waiting? Your posture in your waiting should be go into your room, shut the door, and let the Holy Spirit rejuvenate you. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, their strength shall be renewed. But you're not going to be renewed if you keep running. Yeah, Elijah was sitting down. He said, I want to go now. I want to die. The angel said, no, you're just tired. Sleep. And many times, children of God, we don't do that. I found a secret. Go into the cave. Stay there. Because Elijah went into the cave. Go into the cave. Go into the dwelling place. Go under the shadow of his wings. You see, we don't spend enough time in his presence. What I like about this woman in this song, she said, my soul refused to die. One touch. She knows about the presence of God. She knows when I go into the presence of God. She even says, take me to the king. Lay me there. Leave me alone. You understand? That's what we must do as children of God. When we feel it's too much, even in our waiting, what do we do? What is our posture in our waiting? Your posture in your waiting should be go into your room, shut the door, and let the Holy Spirit rejuvenate you. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, their strength shall be renewed. But you're not going to be renewed if you keep running. Yeah, Elijah was sitting down. He said, I want to go now. I want to die. The angel said, no, you're just tired. You're just tired. Sleep. Sleep. And many times, children of God, we don't do that. I found a secret. Go into the cave. Stay there. Because Elijah went into the cave. There was an earthquake. There was a wind. There was what? He didn't come out. He only came out when he heard the soft whisper. So my encouragement to the tired ones, just spend time in his presence.
Wow. Just spend time in his presence. We cry, Lord, restore. The walls that have been broken, the walls that have been shaken, Lord, restore. Just run back to the Lord. I see you, Abu Jack. Thank you so much for that. There was something on the audio, but now he says on the stream, everything is good. And he reminds me of the song, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Yes! Trust and obey, this is what we ought to do. Thank you so much, Abu Jack, for that. Frank Yaguabs, hello. Thank you so much. Ntabi Seng Yizani saying hallelujah. Hello to you. My queen, I'm going to allow you to just pray for the body of Christ in this regard, because the Lord has strengthened us. And now it's time that we take it to the Lord in prayer. Can you take us through?
Yes. Almighty God, our Father, our Savior, our friend, our Redeemer, we come before you and we enter into your throne with boldness, because it's there where we obtain grace and mercy in our times of need. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you that you used me this afternoon as a mouth. Peace. Thank you for the word that has been ministered, God. Thank you for your holy presence. Your word, Psalm 119:25 says, I am laid down in the dust, but revive me by your word. So, Father, I pray for each and every listener this afternoon, everyone that is feeling tired, feeling the depleted, that is feeling lost, that is feel drained, exhausted, burned out, God. We pray that your word, this word, will revive them in the name of Jesus. I also pray, God, for each and every person that is listening to my voice, God. Let us come back to the presence of God. It's only in the presence of God that we will have an encounter with you. Father, I pray now for each and every person, God, that you will renew their strength. Give them a hunger. Give them actually an addiction for the presence of God. Because it's in the presence of God where we find joy, where we find peace, where we find pleasures forevermore. It's in your presence, God, where we get strengthened for the journey. It's in your presence, God, where we get perspective, God, in for the journey. So I pray, God, give them a hunger for your word and an addiction for your presence, God. Moses said, I will go where you sent me, but I will not go unless your presence go with me. So, Father, I pray now, may the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding control their minds and thinking. And I pray for revive them, restore them. I pray for an awakening, God. There's such a great awakening happening in globally, God. Your move, may your spirit move. Father, we're living in the times of Joel. You said in your word that you will pour out your spirit on all flesh. And Father, we are in the waiting for that. But Father, I pray, come and renew strength. I pray, God, that you will release legions of angels, the same angels that the angel that was ministering to Elijah when he fell depleted. He says, eat, drink, and sleep because this journey is too great. May the angel of God comfort each and every person. And Holy Spirit, may you never depart from us, but we pray that you will go with us along this journey. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, God, that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, and we submit this prayer. We cover it now under the blood of Jesus, and we say amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen. May Gwenningen, Magdiere Isin, or I'll detate.
Amen.
Thank you so much for ministering unto the family. And her name is Rhoda Grootboom. Even on Facebook, on socials. Maar jy is nie on TikTok nie. Yeah. When are you getting
God,
there?
Oh, okay. The angels must help me.
Alrighty then. Her name is Rhoda Grootboom. And then you can find her on WhatsApp 083-637-8242. It's 083-637-8242. And the Lord is so good. Kitra Small, I see you saying amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for the love. Welcome back, my queen.
Thank you, my queen.
Have a blessed one. You. We love you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you.
Amen. Bless you all. Bless you all. Get up.
Wag 'n bietjie. Ek is nie seker if this one is for us, but let's hear.
Al ons pa is dood, hy het verstik.
Nee man, nee, dit is nie vir ons nie. Maar ons client services will attend to it. So thank you so much, my queen. I love you so much.
Amen, my
God
queen.
Bless you.
Love you all. Love you. Bless you.
Her mom is Rhoda Grootboom. And you can just dial the numbers 083-637-8242. And gesels met haar. Whatever that the Lord is saying into your heart, you want to ask a question, you want to inquire, whatever that the Lord is saying, or whatever that you feel you want to say to her, you want to ask her, she's available on WhatsApp number 083-637-8242. I always say start with the WhatsApp. Start with the WhatsApp, and then you can call later when our guest speaker says, no, you can call me. It's 083-637-8242. I'm going to play her out with the sounds of Naledi Shwe Shwe. We cry, restore, and may the Lord restore each and every one of us who finds themselves exhausted in our journey with the Lord. And then afterwards, Luko is talking to Blessing Makaku on our pitch your business slot.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.